Hey Kislev, Friday 12th November, Rav Meir, Zev Rappaport, Parshas Vayit.
Birshus kol achol hakodesh hazeh. My uncle told me many years ago he went to visit Rav Abramsky in Sukkot. And he was sitting there with a kutz of people, and one person who was sitting there made a mistake. And he said something derogatory about the Torah Tmimo. Rav Abramsky didn't say anything, but about 10 minutes later, he turned to the tzibur who were there in the sukkah, and specifically to that person, he says, "I'll ask you a good kasha. Shteitim posk vayidar Yaakov neider leimer im yiyeh Elokim imodi ushmorani baderech hazeh asher onoichi hoileich v'nosan nilechem leechoil uvegedlil boish v'shavti v'sholoim el beis ovi." Says Rashi, what does it mean, v'shavti v'sholoim el beis ovi? I'll return in peace, v'sholoim el beis ovi. Says Rashi, sholoim minachet, sholoi elmad midarkei lovo. That says Dr. Rashi. So you ask, how did Rashi know that sholoim means sholoim minachet? Maybe sholoim means sholoim beguf. He'll be healthy, he'll be okay, he'll be alright. V'ya zeot Rashi gewust. And he turns to his friend and he says, agute kasha? And yeah, very good kasha. So it's on the Torah Tmima Frektus. That was it. He left it, and the conversation continued. And about 10 minutes later, he turns to this fellow and he says, "Ichan arzog na teretz." Tell you the answer. If you look in the pasuk, it says, "Ushmorani bederech hazeh, v'nosan nilechem lechol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will look after me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give me." Maybe the Pasuk should have said also, not v'shavti, I will return, but v'heshivani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make me return, b'sholim el beis ovi. No, the Pasuk states, v'shavti, I will return. So Rashi understood that it's something that's dependent on me. V'shavti, I will return. And we know that HaKoyim bidei shamayim, chutz mi'ira shamayim. Maybe when it comes to lechem lechol nuveged lil boish, so maybe Yaakov will say, "Ushmorani baderech hazeh, v'nosani lechol." Thus is else tali afin rebbeinu shalom yom. Hakol b'day shemayim. But when the pasuk says, "V'shavti, I will return," must be something that has to do with me. Maybe Rashi understood v'shavti v'sholim must mean sholim minachet, shalom elmad midarkei lovon. And he turned to this person. He says, "Hagut teretz," and he said, "Yeah, hagut teretz." So the Torah Tmima Zoktus. And this was his way of being Moichiach, somebody who dared to slide the Torah Tmima in front of Rav Abramsky. He wouldn't have any of this. But the emphasis is, this posuk is an interesting posuk. Yaakov Heipton, Eret V'yanor Eman. Man was like a pauper. V'nosin lechem lechoil, uvege vilboish, give me a bit of bread and a bit of clothes. And afterwards, Retishun V'yagvir, start speaking like a gvir. V'chola shaltiten li, everything you'll give me. So where's he holding? He's holding by the lechem lechol of eged lilboish, or held by, you know what? Let's make a deal here. Give me everything. Kol asher titen li, and I'll give you a bit of ma'aser. Chatonat toiv, and I'll give a bit of ma'aser from everything you give me. Where's he holding? There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk state, "Hine tzrafticho veloy bekesef, becharticho bekur oini." Says pasuk in Yeshaya. "Hine, behold, tzrafticho v'loy bekesef, I've refined you, Klal Yisrael. V'loy bekesef, not like one refines silver. Becharticho, I have chosen you, bekur oini, through the container, bekur, of hardship and of poverty." Zogin Chazal, pshat in this posuk, melameid, "Shechozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midois, toivois liten le'Yisrael, v'loy motzo elo anius." HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked through all the middos, Anova, all the different middos. The only middah, the best middah that he could find to give Klal Yisrael was poverty. Says the Gemara, "Haynu de omri inshi." This is what people say, "Yoe ani yuso li yudoi." Poverty is beautiful, is fitting, is shame. Meloshen noe, he's noe lefono b'mitzvahs. Ani yuso poverty li yudoi for Yidden. Ki bal zesum kelususoi chivra, like a red saddle on a white horse, which looks beautiful. Tzrech the kasha though. Poverty is a middo. Poverty is a situation. It's a matzav. It's a mitzius. It's not a middo. A person doesn't strive to become an oni. Most people strive to become a shirim. Anius is a status. It's a mitzius. It's not a middo. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Beis Halevi, last week's parsha, and it's worth looking at it. It's a fascinating Beis Halevi. So, in short, he has a long shtickle there, but he claims that the machloikas, Yitzchok and Rivka, was as follows. Yitzchok knew who Esav was. Yitzchok knew who Yaakov was. But Yitzchok held and he believed that to give Gashmias, to give Geshem, to give the brachas to Yaakov, in this kind of Yitzchok is not a good thing, because it will disturb his avodas Hashem. For Klal Yisrael to have Gashmias, that will disturb the avodas Hashem. V'rom levodcho v'shachochto, v'yishman yeshurun v'yivot. And here, therefore, Gashmias should go to Esav. Rivka, it's a shame we find, she disagreed. She made kol mina ishtadlios in order to make sure that Yaakov should get the brachas. Wasn't Yitzchok correct? But Rivka said as follows. Yaakov should get the gashmias. But what would it help that Yaakov should get the gashmias? In the end of the day we see that Esav steals the gashmias. Esav nemtavek the gashmias. Keseder, keseder, Esav takes the gashmias away from Klal Yisrael. Esav takes away the gashmias from Esav. So what did Rivka gain by giving the gashmias, by giving Geshem to Yaakov? Says the Beis Halevi that Rivka understood that it's better to have gashmias and it be taken away keseder by Esav than never to have it at all. Why is that? What does it make whether you own it and it's taken away from you, it's stolen from you, or whether you never have it? Zog the Beis Halevi, first of all, if a person owns it and it's taken away from him, it's mechata on his avirus, it's mechata on his avirus. Besides the fact, a person who has, even if he doesn't benefit from it, it's a moridikazach. Why is that? A mudarano, a person who makes an aid, he'll never have a benefit from his wealth, from his money. For a mitzvah, he's allowed to benefit, because mitzvah is lav nohonos nitnu. Umemele, the attitude that a person should have for his gashmius is that he's a mudar hanor, that he's made a neder not to have an or from it. Then he'll have a kapora, because he can't get to it. If he can't get to it, he'll have a kapora. He's not using his schar in olam hazeh. Besides the fact, when it comes to mitzvah, it's always available for him, it's always there for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take it away for being mekayim mitzvahs, because mitzvahs lav nohonos nitnu. And that was Rivka. That's what Rivka understood, that it should belong to Yaakov, but Esav will kaseda take it away from him. If he uses it for mitzvahs, then he'll have it, Esav won't take it away from him, but if he'll use it for anything else, then Esav will consistently take it away from him. The two things that he will gain by having it, even if it's taken away from him, that it will be mechaper on avoinos, and mitzvah sheni, he'll always be able to use it for the sake of the rabbonish and for kavod shamayim. And this is what the Medrash says the Beis Halevi, kach li shnei gdoi izim toivim lecho, shal yodom atonoit labrochois, v'toivim lebonecho, shal yodom miskaper b'yoyim akipurim, echod la'ashem, v'echod la'azozim. The geshen, the gashmius is there to be used, echod la'ashem, in order to be oyud Hashem, to be mekayim toinu mitzvahs, v'echod la'azozim, is to be mechaper al avoinoseinu when we cannot benefit from it because Esav Keseda steals it. If that's the case, then anius is not necessarily when a person doesn't have. Anius can be even when a person does have it, but he's mudar hanav from it, he's not benefiting from it. He's being mechaper mitzvahs with what he has. Mitzvahs lav lohonos nitnu. That's why anius can be a midah. Not pshat poverty. Not pshat is when a person has, but he behaves in a way of an oni. He's not nene from what the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him. That is a midah toivo, and that is ke barze sunke lesusayo chivro. This is what Rivka understood, and this is what Lamaisa the Rebbeinu Shloilem agreed to, because the Rebbeinu Shloilem was Mesaviv, that Yaakov should get the brochas, and in spite of that, Keseder Esav takes it away from him, and no one takes it away from him, and so on and so forth throughout the Doiris, calls man that we are not Mekai mitzvahs with it, that we don't use it for the mitzvahs, like Lohonis Piknu, then Keseder, Keseder, the Umesa Oilam will be Noigis, the Sorry Shal Esav will take it away from us, v'chulu v'chulu. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says an interesting maaser. Rabbi Bar Avuah went to the Beis HaKvoros Shel Akum, and he meets the Yoah Novi, Is one allowed to make an assessment for a borrower? So he said, yeah, gomar micho micho me'eichin. Fakter amnoch ha'kasha, if minayin l'orum shlo yitroim, atarim ge'enfer, d'chsiv lo yiroi b'choyer v'azdovo. And then, Rabbi Baravu suddenly dawns upon him, says to him, Lav, koyin umar, aren't you a koyin? Pinchos is a liyo. Pinchos is a koyin. But him, Lav, koyin atu, you're not a koyin? So, Leon, obviously, Mechvashenish, have you not learned Taras? You don't know that Kivri Akum, Enim Etamim, and Taras, Shtei Kivri Akum, Enim Etamim. He said to him, what's it also familiar? Even fourth Dorim, I don't know, you expect me to know. All six Dorim, Kolchim and Taras, you also want me to know. He said, why don't you know six Dorim? What is that Taras? You should know all six Dorim. So, I'm in a terrible financial situation. Cholish Kangel, there is a recession going on. The Kanish Laman. So he says, come. Takes him to Gan Eden. And he says, look, there's all these leaves here. Roll up your cloak into a bag and put all the leaves inside as Tobin Gelt. So he starts putting it, all the leaves into the cloak, and as he walks out of Gan Eden, he hears a voice saying, who is consuming, who's taking away Rabbi Baravua's Gan Eden? And so he quickly dropped all the leaves and he left it all there. But the reyach, the fragrance of Gan Eden, was absorbed into his cloak, and he sold his cloak for 10,000 dinar. And he gave the money to his edims. He went and supported his edims, his sons-in-law, as his olkenin zitzin alarman. Interessant. He's in a terrible financial situation. What's the first thing he asks Eliyahu Hanavi? What should he have said? He should have said to him, Eliyahu, oh, I've seen it before. I know you're a moiridike expert in moksim. I've seen you do it before. You can mamash, you can create yesh mi'ayin, you can build me buildings and palaces, you can give me what you want. He didn't even ask him anything. It's only when he didn't know anything, was milsa. He didn't go out to ask Eliyahu Hanavi. Why did Eliyahu Hanavi take him to Gan Eden? Why didn't he give him just give him money instead? And Eliyahu Hanavi didn't know that this was going to happen, that they're going to say that it's taking away his Gan Eden. And is it important for us to know that he gave the money to his daughter? Rabbi Akiva Galinsky heard from him. He once said that Eliyahu Hanavi wanted to teach him the attitude as the best form of Avodas Hashem to succeed in learning, to succeed in Torah v'Avodah and Kiyum Mitzvos. Is nicht as a mensch soll haben, v'yishman yishuru v'yivat. And true tchikolish, at times are difficult. But the way to pull through the difficulties is not v'alichom, because that's not always going to solve the problem. But as a mensch veis to the areach galeidin, a person knows that there is a Reach Gan Eden, then he can pull through anything. That there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That there's a Reach Gan Eden, then he can pull through anything. And Rabbi Baravua took his cloak and he showed his sons-in-law, this is what happened by me. And this is the way to move forward. This is the way to succeed. To know that even though it's difficult, but at the end of the day, it's not pshat that we have to have. We have to pull through it. How do we pull through it? By knowing that Olam Azeh Doimel Epoizdoil and this Olam Abodim El Etraklin, we just have to pull through it and keep a positive attitude, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will get us through all our troubles. Rabbi Akiva, we know, got married to the daughter of Kalba Savua, and he, of course, wasn't happy with the Shidduch, so they ended up living in a straw shed, and the matzah was very, very difficult, extremely difficult. So Eliyahu Hanavi wanted to be mechazek them, so he came, and he was idmi ka'oni, he appeared to Rabbi Akiva like an oni. And he said, Eliyahu Hanavi said, look, I'm a poor man, my wife's about to give birth, we haven't got any straw. So Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, look, there's somebody who's in a worse situation than us. Let's give him some of our straw. Straight away his wife said to him, go and learn in yeshiva. Why, Pung, did you say to him, go and learn in yeshiva now? Because she understood that now he is a kli who's mukhshar to go learn in yeshiva. Now that he understands that the matzav isn't that we should have the geshem in order to be matzniach. But there's somebody poorer than us. This is nish gefeilach. Then she said, oh, now you're ready. Now you're ready. Yoy ani yusari yudoi. Now you're ready to go and learn Torah. Gemara in Sotah says, Mishachora beis hamikdosh posku anshe amono. What does it mean, posku anshe amono? Says the Gemara, anshe amono, there's no more people of faith. Says the Gemara, mishiyesh loy pas besaloi v'oimer ma'oich halemochor. He's got bread to eat. But he's worried, what should I eat tomorrow? Tomorrow I haven't got what to eat. The Gemara says this is Pratna Posukumi Bozli Yoin Katnus. What does it mean? Migoram la tzadikim she's bazbez shulchonam la osim novoi. We're talking about tzadikim. Yet, their shulchan in Olam Haba will be mizbazbez, will be ruined. Like Rabbi Baravua was about to do, about to destroy his Gan Eden by taking the leaves. Katnus shahoya bohem. They were small-minded, they were narrow-minded. What does it mean, narrow-minded? Katnus moichin. Narrow-minded is a person who thinks, Yeishloi pas besaloi, but ma'oi chalamocha, what should I do for tomorrow? Have you got a plan? What do you plan on doing? What are you going to do? That's not open-mindedness. That's katnus moichin, that's small-mindedness. And that's migoram la tzadikim she's baz be shulchonom la'osid lovoi. Why is it a katnus moichin? The nochosh is a ktan moyach. The nochosh is a person who has a small brain. Why is that? Because he's got everything. And that's, he doesn't need to look, search for the Rabbi Nishloim. He has no kirvas and oikim. He doesn't have to daven. He doesn't have to look. He doesn't have to ask. He's got everything in front of him. A lion is an animal who's not a ktan moyach. Why? Because akfirim shoyagim lo toref. The lions are forever roaring and searching for food. It's never there and ready for them. Always they have to run and chase after it. That's why the Pasuk says, Teref nosan nireyov yizkur lo'ilom brisoi. Why does it say, Teref nosan nireyov? To the Yirei Hashem, Vashem mezoinois, oichel. But to the Yirei Hashem, food will always be like Teref. It will always be running away from them. And because it will always be running away from them, then yizkur lo'ilom brisoi, they'll always have to ask, come to the Rabbanim, they'll always have to ask. So who's, where is Melzer Frieden, who's happier? The Osher or the Oni? The Nochosh or the Ari? It's Teref Nosan Yireyev, the one who's got the Kivas Alekim, the one who can always ask the Rabboni Shloilem, who always asks the Pidu Rabboni Shloilem, give me food to eat. That's a person who's happy with Sefriden. That is why a person is considered a Mispale. Mave Zu Odom, says Rav. Why is Mave Zu Odom in the beginning of Mishnah and Baba Kama? Omar Shoimer Osa Boiker Vegam Loiloim Tevoyun Boyu. A person is called a Mispaleil. A person is called a Mispaleil because that is your and Yusra Yedoi that you can say that consistently, have Kirva Sadikim, you can always speak and ask for the Bani Shalom. I saw in a Kuntras, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he says he doesn't understand why it is that when people have an ill person in the house, they run to doctors and they spend thousands and thousands of dollars. He says, afterwards they go to the Rebbe and give him pidyon, chai dollar. They give him $18 as a pidyon. So the first you should go to the Chochmah, they can save a lot of money. It'll only cost them $18. And that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yelech Eitzel Chochom, Rosh Hashiva, V'yivashi, V'akish Rachamim. And what do they do? They go to doctors, the doctors start opening up. This is the Kloisenberger Rebbe, so that's the Kloisenberger Rebbe. They start opening up, they start operating. He said, once you've opened up, then already you need an ace golui to save the situation. You need somebody like the Baal Shem Tov of the Ariya Kodesh to try and save this person. Kolzman, nothing's been touched. You go to the Chochem with $18. Oh, more. The thousands spent on the doctor should go to the Rebbe. And why? He says he remembers when he was in Rudnik. That's what he writes. It was a small town. And the people there weren't Greece Yidden, they were simply Yidden. And he says he remembers many a time he used to sit in the Beis HaMedrash, and the woman used to walk in and open the Oron HaKodesh, and she used to cry to the Oron HaKodesh, Torah HaKodesh, Yishchanani Bevakosho, Lifnei Kisei HaKovoit, Sharei Shamayim Psach, they used to cry, the women. For my daughter, she's about to give birth. And this is how it was. He says, unfortunately, for many years I haven't seen this anymore. This is what the Kloisenberger Rebbe says. This is Yore and Yusol Yudoi. That the attitude is Keseder, that Sinish minds, I don't need it, I don't have it. Whatever I need, the Rabbi Nishloinom will give me. The Rabbi Chonon, Sadogu Beshem Chofetz Chaim, it's Yudua, that the story Shal Esav, his fight wasn't with Avraham Avinu. Avraham was Chesed. And his fight wasn't with Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Tfilo. His fight is with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Talmud Torah. Yaakov is Tom Yoshev Holim. This was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the one who sent Yehuda Lefonov. The first thing is to open a Beis HaTalmud, to open a Beis HaMedrash, to open Yeshiva in Mitzrayim. Yaakov was the Kohen Kol Yaakov. Yaakov was the one who learned Torah. And the Sorosh Shal Esav starts with him. And the Sorosh Shal Esav was Loivish Tzuro, Poish Tzuro. He was Ersh Kohen Kol, he was Nidmeloi. to Talmud Chacham, then he was Nidmelech Akum, and then he was Nidmelech Roitzoin, and so on and so forth. Vayakilo Yucholoi. He says, Anish Gagangim. It didn't help. So what did the Vayiga Bekafierich Yaakov? What did he do? Says the Zohar HaKadosh. He attacked the Tanchin Da'iraisa, those who support Torah. That's what he did. How does Sorishal Esav attack those who are Tomich Torah? Either Keseda, as we see, that Esav takes it away from him, and Lavan takes it away from him, and the Nisodom take it away from us. And the Rabbanu Shalom causes recessions to happen, as even of Nishkan Geld. And who has the money? The Nisodom have it. Oh, even when Klal Yisrael do have it, the Sovah Shal Esav comes along with all sorts of kuntzim and all sorts of machshavas, why a person will say to himself, I don't need to support him. Zol again arbeiten. You should go work. You should worry for the past besaloi, for tomorrow. Now that's Katnus Samoichim. So the Sovah Shal Esav creates a Katnus Samoichim in people, and this is how he attacks Yaakov Ovinu. Lechodoidi, Neitze Yasodin Olino Bakromin. Say Chazal, boy of Erech, Klal Yisrael, say to the Rebbeinu, come Rebbeinu Shloilam. Let me show you Talmidei Chachomim, Shiyoshimim, Voiskim, Batoirim, Mitoichatchak. Why? Because Soro Yishal Esav, Keseide, steals it and takes it away from him, even though it belongs to Yaakov Ovinu. And when Yaakov Ovinu says to Lovan, Machiti, Mapishu, Machotosi, Kidolakta Acharoi, Kinishashter Skokeli, Gunuvosi Yoim, Gunuvosi Lailo. Vatachlefes maskurti yehaseres moinim. A pekul tainus. 20 years you've been stealing from me. Every single trick in the book that the Umas Oilam have that they use in order to take away from Klal Yisrael. This is what Rivka wanted. And this is what actually happens. It belongs to the Yidden. But Keseid is taken away from the Yidden. Keseid the Esau steals it. And what did Lavan answer him? Abonim bonai. Answer the questions. Answer the tainus. No. I don't have to answer. And I heard once from Rosh Hashir of Avraham Yeshua Soloveitchik, he said that Zayd al-Biskarov said that he once heard from the Chofetz Chaim that when the Chofetz Chaim wanted to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, so he needed a passport. So he went to the home office to get a passport, and they told him, you want a passport, then you need a metrika. You need a Teudas Leido, you need a birth certificate to get a passport. So fine, so give me a birth certificate, Chofetz Chaim's Gaboim said. To need a birth certificate, you need to have two witnesses who remember your birth, know your date of birth. Chofetz Chaim was born in Jettel. So you needed people who were at least 95, two people the age of 95, who remember the Chofetz Chaim's birth in a little Kleinish shtetl called Jettel. And I'm choshech, I mean, the Radin was even bigger shtetl than Jettel. So they tried to explain to the pocket, to the person there, that it's not shaykh, it's impossible. You didn't want to hear. You want a passport, you need a birth certificate. You want a birth certificate, you need to have two witnesses who remember your birth in Jettel. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Pshat is, Ayid is nishkan man de Omar. Ayid is not a person who's right to even have a discussion with him. There's no need to go backwards and forwards with him. There's no need to go into discussions. But that's Mishavifun, you don't have to explain to Ayid. Is nishkan man de Omar, Ayid is nishkan man de Omar. And this was the Lavan's attitude to Yaakov. This is Commander Omar. Who are you, Bichlal? Abonim bonai, abonim bonai, abonim bonai, abonim bonai, v'cholashet haroili, it's all mine. It's all mine. Why? Because that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom does. The Rebbeinu Shlom Keseda takes it away from Yaakov and gives it to Esau in order that we should increase our Avodas Hashem, in order that we should mispalel, in order that our Midah should be Yoy and Yuso liyehudoi. This was possibly, can suggest, Sheilosi u'bakashosi, said Esther to Achashverosh. Tinose ni nafshi b'sheilosi ve'ami b'bakashosi. So the Gaon Shtelchon, what's the chilek between Sheilo and Bakosho? And the Gaon says Sheilo is ala prat, unbakoshi is ala klal. And Maros Hashir Rav Avraham Gubitz once said that pshat. We say Achas Shoalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh, because when a person learns Torah, it's a Sheilo, it's also ala prat, it's also a Torah for himself, but it's also for the klal, it's also a Torah for Klal Yisrael, because what a student is Matzliach in Paris in Yiddishkeit is because the Talmud Chacham learns in Radin. Is always Acha Shalte Meis Hashem Ois Havakish. But could be Pshat is that Sheilo is a Shaila, a query. Bakosh is a request. Esther's Nishkan Mando Omar, as far as Achasverosh is concerned. If she's part and parcel of the Gzeim, if she's a Yid, she also gets killed. So who is she to be a lawyer to defend Klal Yisrael? Achasverosh doesn't have to discuss with her. So Esther had a Shaila. I've got a Shaila. Am I part of the Gzeira? Am I a man da'oma here? Can I be an advocate for Klal Yisrael? If yes, then ami bevakoshosi, then I have a request, then I can actually be a man da'oma and I can have a request, I can request for Klal Yisrael, tinosin ve'ami bevakoshosi. But if she'ilosi is not given to me, if I'm not a man da'oma, then you're not even going to bother even listening to me. And this is chat abonis noisai abonim bonai batsun soni v'chola shato goye lihu. Yaakov Avinu was about to leave Lavan with nothing. He was ready to leave with nothing. With the same makli, with the same stick that he came, he was willing to leave. Because Lavan stole everything from him. And it was only after Lavan begged him that he agreed. But did he ask for great wealth? No, he made a ridiculous arrangement where Al Pisechel he would only earn a pittance. And says Rabbi Nebuchai that the holy shtadlus he made with the rods was only after Malach went and told him he's got to do it. Otherwise he would never have done it. Yaakov's attitude was exactly how he was educated by Rivko. Dosidos. Whatever you will have will kaseidah be taken away by Lavan, by Esav. Kaseidah will be taken away. The only time you'll have it will only be because mitzvah is lav lehonos nitno. For mitzvah is hesedos hodn. And if it's taken away, it's a kapora on your avoinos. And Memela now, if you go back to the Pasuk, will understand that it's lav dafka that Yaakov was asking just for bread. And just. Yaakov even knew that he could own the whole world. But my attitude is, v'nosan nilechem lechol uveged lilboish. My chelik, my ano will only be, not yidag ma lemocho, not that I will worry what I will have for tomorrow. Mishi yesh le pas besaloi. I want lechem lilboish. Lechem lechoil. Just to eat the bread. Not to store in my storehouses. Nish for my kinder, nish for my neineklach. Ve'l beger lilboish. I don't need clothes in my cupboard. The clothes, all I need is the clothes to wear. Ova v'ashteitzach. V'choil asher titen li. V'ashteitzach. It could be a matzav. That the Rebbeinu Shalom will give b'shefa. And the mitzvah Hashem Rebbeinu Shalom will give b'shefa. But that's only if that will be used for mitzvah, if that will be used to be mekayim, to be oyvid Hashem, to be mispalel, to give tzedakah, to be mekayim Torah u'mitzvahs. The v'shavti v'shalom el beis ovi, which is shalom in achet, is a direct tzor of the attitude of v'nosan ilechem lechoy. If the attitude is that v'nosan ilechem to enjoy and to have, and to be secure, uveged lilboish, in order to have wealth, stam, not for Torah and mitzvahs, then there can never be a v'shavti b'sholoim. Then I will learn from Lavan, whose greed was not measurable. V'nosan ilechem lechol, uveged lilboish, if that will be my attitude, then v'shavti b'sholoim el beisavi, then I know that I will come back, b'sholoim, b'sholoim in achet, and v'chol asher titen li, anything else that's there, aser asrein eloch, I will use it for mitzvahs, lav lehonos nitno, I will use it for avodas Hashem Yisborach. And with this attitude, Esav will not be able to take away from us. Because mitzvahs, lav lehonos nitno, and if he does, then we should all know it's a kaporas avoinos, and it will only increase our schar in Olam Habo.